Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina safa. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, continuing with Surah Yasin, verse number 20, ayat number 20. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ, that a man living towards the furthest point of the city came in a rush, in a hurry, yas'a. And he said to his people, Ya Qawm, O my people, the best thing for you is to follow the messengers that are in front of you, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, that are there. Ittabi'u man la yas'alukum ajra wa hum muhtadun. And follow them, they don't have any ulterior motives, any agenda, anything for themselves to gain. They're not even asking you for any kind of money. They're not asking you for any ajr. A Nabi is not saying, give me money, or follow me, and this is what I want. His message and his character is very, very clear. They do everything only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will find many verses similar to the one in Yasin Sharif, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always reminding humanity that follow the messengers, follow the right people, follow Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. This is not something that is old-fashioned. There is nothing that can be taken as old-fashioned or something that is not valid now in the modern world. It's not valid. We don't have to follow the Nabi. We are living in 2023. We can shave our beard. You don't have to wear an amama. You don't have to wear your Islamic attire. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. You know, this is back in the days when people were like that. Remember that there is no expiry date when it comes to the Quran and the Sunnah. You will expire. Insan will expire, but the message never expires. The message of the Quran, in its miraculous nature, it will never expire. Tumhe maut aayegi, tumhari aulad ko maut aayegi, uski aulad ko maut aayegi. Lekin Allah ka jo kalam hai, uska message, uska koi ant nahi hota. So we should not just think that, oh, you know, it's the same old message, follow the messengers, follow the messengers, follow the sunnah. This is the only real message. This is the only way we are going to save ourselves, my respected brothers. Sahaba-e kiram ajma'een, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have selected any name or title for them. They were great fighters in the path of Allah, mujahideen. They were great worshippers, abideen. They had a lot of fear of Allah. They were khashi'een. They were very pious. They were muttaqeen. Any title would qualify for the companions. Any title. Itni achhi salahiyate aur khubiya inme thi. All the good qualities was with the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, if we fault the companions, indirectly what we are saying is that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not a complete teacher. Am I right or am I wrong? Allah's Nabi, what is your logic telling you? I know this is a bit, you know, perhaps not the right example, but we live in the modern world and sometimes we can only understand in this way. If the manager of a team, if he is not doing the right works, the manager, then the team is not going to function. Ab you na samjhe ke manager has got nothing to do, he is just sitting at the back. What does he do? The manager is the backbone. The manager of any team is the backbone. He is the eyes of the game. He knows exactly what is happening. He may not be playing, but he is the main person, the main key person. And the team will collapse if the manager is not putting in the right effort. We see this everywhere. You have a business. If the main man is not prepared to look after his business, it's going to collapse. Masjid ka imam hi tumhara aisa hi ho, lot pot usko koi parwa na ho, to fir community ka kaam nahi hota. A husband is not playing his role, is not going to work. When somebody is going to accuse the companions, you are not pointing fingers at the companions, you are pointing fingers at Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is impossible for the greatest Nabi not to give you the greatest results. Akal ki baat hai bhai, akal. Lekin shiyo ki akal mein baat nahi hai. Shias don't understand this, sadly. It is logic, very logic. The greatest teacher will only produce the greatest results bhai. Akal ki baat hai. So that is why we, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'at, our fundamental aqeedah is we can only praise the companions. And at an individual level, some sins that might have been committed by them, then this is the only community on the face of this earth that Allah has said, I have forgiven them, and I am happy with them and they are happy with me. At an individual level, some companions might have, you know, they are insan, they are humans, they are not prophets. But the best of the best people that came in this dunya are Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'in. Hazrat Abu Bakr, first Khalifa, remember. Hazrat Ali is not the first Khalifa. Hazrat Ali is not the first Khalifa is who? Abu Bakr. There's no one like Hazrat Abu. Hazrat Ali is the Khadim of Hazrat Abu Bakr. Hazrat Ali is the Khadim of Hazrat Ali is the khadim of Hazrat Umar. And Hazrat Ali did bay'ah to Hazrat Uthman. They were not arrogant people, they were humble people. Ye mere aur aapki tarah log nahi the. They were not hungry for fame and power. They were not looking for, you know, this big name. I have to be this. No. They would back off. So they were very humble people. Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Usman, Hazrat Ali. This is the Khulafa Tartib. Remember that. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, grand Sahabi. Big Sahabi. Hazrat Hassan Hussein and all. Badriyin, Uhud. But anyway, all of these companions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose a title for them that they are what? Sahaba. What are they? Sahaba. Why did Allah say Sahaba? Because Sahaba, suhbatun in the Arabic language means companionship. And companionship only comes when you are prepared to follow your Nabi. They followed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam by the letter. They counted the grey hair on his beard, Mubarak. Everything that he uttered, everything, Sahaba were people who were transmitting this, and it was because of the Sahaba transmitting this, people like Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim could have compiled their masterpiece work of hadith. If it was not for the companions memorizing everything what he said, do you think Imam Bukhari could have compiled Jami' al-Sahih? Imam Muslim, Imam Tirmizi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, all of these beautiful kitabs of ahadith. Imam Nawawi's Riyadhus Salihin, all, every kitab, big and small, in status. All this only comes about of the ihsan of the companions, that they did not miss out any second of the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they were only there to follow him. Only to follow him. That is why Allah gave them a title that they are companions. Allah's Nabi has said that they are my companions. They are my sahaba, ashabi. And so, my respected brothers, following the right people in this dunya, we really need to emphasize on this subject and topic, following the right people. And if you follow the wrong people, everything will go away, my respected brothers. And then, Allah save us, when a person dies and he comes out from his grave, he will be saying, Ya waylata laytani, you know, kash, in another ayat, أو تقول حين ترى العذاب لو أن لي كرة فأكون من المحسنين. You know, if I was given one moment back to go back in dunya, I really know now, you know, my vision is very clear now, I understand. You know, let me go back to Leicester. Let me go back to my masjid. Let me go and do my good works. I will be very, very sincere. لَأَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ بَلَا قَدْ جَاءَتْكَ آيَاتِي. No. To you came my signs. فَكَذَّبْتَ وَاسْتَكْبَرْتَ. You rejected and you were arrogant. You rejected and you were arrogant. وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. You are very, very ungrateful. You took pride with the kuffar. You wanted to follow these kuffar. These guys who don't even wash their, you know what I'm talking about. You want to follow them. I asked somebody. I said, tell me, what is there of great pride that we can follow what you are doing leaving Islam? What have you got? Tumhare paas hai kya? You don't look after your mother. You don't look after your father. You don't look after your wife. You don't look after your children. But you look after your dogs. You understand what I'm saying? You don't look after your mother, you don't look after your father, you don't look after your wife, you don't look after your children. Is there anything we are required to follow you? What have you got? What morals can you give us? What morals are you going to teach us? What have you got? Zero. Balki zero to bahut badi baat. Until a person does not take pride in the fact that the way of my life, the way of my Nabi is my life. The way of my Nabi is my life. Be very proud, very proud. MashaAllah. In your libas, be proud in your libas, how your face is, how your food is, how you think, how you talk. Don't be shy if you're talking to the kuffar by saying, inshallah. Don't be shy. Never be shy. Take pride in who you are. Take pride in the fact that our Nabi is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sharmane ka zamana nahi hai. Besharmo ke zamane mein hum rehte hai. Besharmo ke zamane mein hum rehte hai. Allah give us the tawfiq. Three messengers came to this one city. They rejected the message of three messengers. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْسَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلُ يَسْعَى. A man then came, a wali of Allah, and he came and he was talking to these people. But my respected brothers and elders, on this topic, who are we going to follow? Every day, 5 minutes, give nasihat to your children at home. 5 minutes. Young children. Put it into their brain from a very young age. Beta, be careful. I am not your enemy. I love you. You are my son. You are my child. You are my daughter. We are your well-wishers. How we care for you, nobody cares for you. Unke saath achhi baatein kare aap. Aur unko taaleem achhi de ghar par. Isliye ke bayan mein to koi aata nahi. Nobody sits for the lectures. It's just Ramadan people are here, but after Ramadan people will disappear. So, you know, it's not going to work. So at least you play that role. Even when it comes to marriage, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is helping the ummah. Why? Because this is a very important partnership. Hai yani? Very important partnership. Zindagi bhar ki partnership hai. So who are you going to marry? Allah's Nabi is saying, follow me, my teachings. Allah is saying, follow the Nabi. Allah is saying in the Quran, if you say you love Allah, then you have to follow my Nabi. It's not good enough that when the name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, you kiss your thumb. And you sleep for Fajr. You kiss your thumb. Allah ke Rasul se itni muhabbat hai, ke hum angootha chunte hai. Kiss your thumb. But you sleeping for Fajr. Allah is saying, no, no, no. You can act in front of the whole world, but you're not going to put your play acting in front of me. For me it's very simple. Follow my Nabi. What simple instructions Allah ne is ummat ko diye. Follow the Nabi, you will be successful. Bas. How do I need my hairstyle? Follow the Nabi. How should I maintain my face? Follow the Nabi. How do I clean my body? Follow the Nabi. How should I be speaking? Follow my Nabi. How should I be sleeping? Follow my Nabi. How should I be eating? Follow my Nabi. How should I get married? Follow my Nabi. Har cheez mein Nabi hai. And so Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is assisting people and saying that, you know, when people want to get married, this is also very, very important. A wrong person in your life can be disastrous. Allah help us. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying that when people choose a partner, when a girl selects a boy or a boy selects a girl, sometimes because of age or because of how they are in that environment growing up, the one thing they concentrate on is wali jamaliha. What they look at is beauty. What they look at is beauty. So the boy wants to get married to someone who is an actress. Kya hai? Ye actress bhi koi kaam ki nahi hai. Ye to sab fake hai. Kya hai? Ye subah uthe, uska chehra dekhe, to tumhe pata chale ye kaisi actress. These are all, you know, this is the magic of makeup. Magic of makeup. You know, there was this peer sahab, he does phuk peer. What is it? He does tasbih and he does. Have you seen him? No, you haven't seen him. You guys are so pious. Aisa lagta hai ki main hi hu ek puri duniya ko dekhne wala. Aap log to sare nek hi hai yaar. So anyway, you know, he just phook, phook. And hundreds of people are there taking his phook and doing all this, you know, wiping it away. So people are saying, you know, look at Peer Saab's Noorani face. Peer Saab's Noorani face. So I said, bhai, this is not Peer Saab's Noorani face, this is makeup. Peer Saab, it's evident. You can see there is makeup that is put on the face, bhai. Lekin they think this is noor. Kya hai? Bichare kya kare? Masoom log hai. Public aisi hai. Public, you know, any rubbish you throw, there will be people who will want to pick it up. Anyway, khair. Baat chhod. So Allah's Nabi is saying that people sometimes only look at beauty. Don't get me wrong. Islam is a religion of great balance. Islam accepts beauty. Islam, Allah's Nabi accepts that. Islam accepts it. Allah is beautiful and Allah has created insan to be very beautiful. No doubt, if you are selecting a husband, he should be a bit handsome. And if it's a woman, that also, mashallah, you know, she's someone who is beautiful, good looking, that your heart is attracted to her. All this is good. But what Allah's Nabi is saying, that it should not just be your ultimate goal, that all I am looking for is beauty and that's all. This is what Allah and His Rasul is saying. This should not be your intention. She has to be very, very white, snow white. White kya hai tumhara? White hone se kya fayda hai? Kya hai bhai? What is all this? Subhanallah, sometimes a person is very, very beautiful, but zero in character. Might not be loyal to you. Might not even look after you and your needs, but yet she is so beautiful or he is so beautiful. So Allah's Nabi is saying that it should not just be that you are just looking at beauty. Don't let shaitan trap you. Sometimes a person is trapped because of beauty. And beauty is skin deep only, bas. Aur 35 years ke baad to beauty fade ho jati hai. Kitna? After 35, it is a slippery slope. What is it? Slippery. After 35. 30 mein baal sufed ho jate. Kitne mein? 30 mein baal aur 31 mein bald hona shuru ho jate. Kitna? The barkat of the chemicals that we are using in all shampoos, this, that. You itna use karte hai shampoo ko, samjho? But 31, 32, fir yahan se crown. Kya hota? Natural crown. Hota? And a person is, You see that, my respected brothers. So it's not beauty that you aim for. Otherwise, this person won't love you as you are aging. You can't make just beauty the criteria. Yes, if beauty is there, alhamdulillah, no problem. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, sometimes people in friendship, partnership, in marriage, look at wali maliha, money. Kya kehte hain? Money. And they want to marry someone who is a football player. Kya hai? Rich man. And you know that football player, the wife was asking him for divorce and he was a very intelligent man. All his wealth, he kept it under the mother's name. Everything, maa ke, maa, kuch nahi mila bibi ko. But anyway, choro. So sometimes you are looking for wealth. Now again, look at the balance of Sharia. Sharia is saying wealth is very good. Sometimes getting married to a rich man will change your life, which is very good. Isn't that good? A woman who is getting married to a rich man, isn't that good? Very good. Bichari, agar wo gareeb hai, then mashallah, you know, the life is going to change. Sometimes a woman can change the life of a man. She is rich and the husband is poor. She is rich and the husband is poor. And then this man marries a woman and the father-in-law is a tycoon. Father-in-law is a tycoon. This tycoon can help him. No problem. Wo bhi to tumhara beta hai. So money, there's no issue with money. But hear what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, that it should not just be your main aim and objective, that I am not going to look at anything else but money. All I am looking for is money, that's what. Then if it is all you are looking for, that is only money, my respected brothers and elders, can money buy you contentment? Can money buy you sukoon? No. There are so many people that are so rich, but they have, if you look at their house and how they live, there's nothing there. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, all of these things are very good. Beauty is good. Wealth is also good. But this should not be your only aim in life, but this is all what I'm looking for. And then Allah's Nabi is saying, sometimes people only look at wali hasabiha. Khandan. What is it? Khandan. What tribe? Family lineage. Where am I from? Who is she or who is that person? That is also good. No problem. Because sometimes compatibility is important. You must know where this person is from, where this girl is from, with what is the background of this boy. Otherwise, if two people, one is living in the north and the other one living in south or east and west, and he is speaking a different language, she is speaking a different language, what will they communicate? If their culture is so different, it's going to be very hard, no problem. So sometimes if you look at family background, that is fine, some people, but don't make this the only criteria. Ke bas, family meri aisi honi chahiye. You know, some people, you know, we will only get our children married in Bangladesh. Phir ladki ki shaadi ho na ho. We will only get married our children in Pakistan. Whether now this boy, girl can get married or not. We will only get married our children in India. Oh, mama's daughter, that daughter, this. Arey bhai, the first choice is of the bride and the groom. They both have to like each other. Kya hai? Only then you can take the next step. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after mentioning all this, making life easy for people, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, wali diniha. Wali diniha. Always choose a person that is deendar. What did he say? Choose a person that is deendar. Someone who has the love for Allah and His Rasul. Someone who has the love for the deen of Allah, Allah and His Rasul. Wali deeniha. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, make this your first choice. When this deendari is your first choice, after that, if that person is beautiful, alhamdulillah. After that, this person is rich, alhamdulillah. After that, this person comes from a noble family, alhamdulillah. All of these are extra points that you are earning. But the first thing you look at is what? Deendari. This deen has to be in that person. Look how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making life very, very easy for us. Otherwise, if you're just looking at family, Abu Lahab was the uncle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was he? Uncle. Abu Lahab to kaun tha? Family mein se tha. Kitne kafir log Quraysh mein se tha. In Hinduism, there was a time that if the husband died, then the wife would wear her bridal clothes, the clothes that she put on at the time of her marriage. And then where the husband is, put in front of the people. And you know what they do, don't they? They cremate. They burn the body. So when they are about to burn the husband, the wife becomes a dulhan, a bride, and forcefully, when they are burning the husband, they put her there, and they also want to kill her alive, burn her alive. And sometimes she is screaming and running. All of them bring her back. And this is the kind of death she has to go through. And this was known as sati. This was known as sati. A very honorable death that the wife belongs to the husband. These are the kind of cultures that people have. And it was the barakat of the deen of Islam that came and that abolished a lot of the system that was prevalent even in India. Prevalent in India. Islam ka bara ahsan hai insaan par bhai, bahut bara ahsan. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained to the people, make sure whatever you choose in life, it should be that it is according to the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything what we do, my respected brothers, it should be that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Your friends, your business partners, your family members, the person who you are going to select as your husband or your wife or anybody that's going to be close to you, all have to be people who have one mindset and they all agree that we are all going to follow who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. And so khair, in verse number 21, the same man, اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون. He said to them, follow this Nabi, the messengers, and they are not even asking you for any money. So do you think that they have any kind of an agenda that they are inviting you to worship one Allah? Now who was this man, my respected brothers? This man was a carpenter, Habib ibn Ismail Najjar. Habib ibn Ismail Najjar. It is said that this man for 70 years was worshipping idols. How many years? 70 years. When the three messengers came to this city, they entered from the gate where his house was. So where he was living, Habib ibn Najjar, the messengers, they saw this man worshipping the idol. So they saw him and they spoke to him and they said to him, what are you doing? Because these are our gods that we are worshipping. So they said to him, how can this be God? And he said something ajeeb. He says, I am suffering from skin disease, leprosy. He was a leper. Skin ka problem tha. For more than 60 years, I have been asking my gods to give me shifa. For more than 60 years, I have been asking my gods, these stones, to give me shifa. So these messengers that were sent to give da'wat to the people of the city, they took this opportunity and they said to him, look, first of all, your path is wrong. It is Allah you should be worshipping and not these idols. And we will make dua to Allah and Allah hopefully will give you shifa also. So he says, I've been making dua for 60, 70 years. Nothing has happened. So what can your God give me? So he says, they said, no, believe in one Allah. So anyway, the messengers made dua for him. Allah ki shan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua of the messengers. And this man, subhanallah, was completely healed. He was touched by this. And he became the sahabi, the companion of these messengers. And he is mentioned not by name but as Rajul. As an individual, a man, Habib-e-Najjar. Historical narrations have narrated this and it's very ajeeb. That there are three people that accepted the nabuwat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even before Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. Three people. Before he was born, they accepted him as a Nabi. One is the famous king of Yemen, Qawm-e Tubba. Tubba are kings of Yemen. So when the king of Yemen came with a group of scholars to Medina Munawwara, passing by as a traveler, the scholars who had learnt the scriptures, they said to him that this is the city where the final Nabi is going to migrate, as mentioned in the scriptures. So if you give us permission, we want to settle in this city. And that city is the city of Medina. City of Medina. So this king of Tubba, he gave them permission and he built a house for every single scholar and gave them money to start their livelihood. And then he made this very beautiful house. And this house also belonged to one of the scholars and gave him the responsibility and said, this house I am making here in this city as the house for the last Nabi that is going to come. So if he comes in my lifetime, I am going to come and visit him and gift him the house. But if he doesn't come in my lifetime and if he doesn't come into your lifetime, then make wasiyat to your children that this house is a gift from the king that belongs to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works. Look how Allah works. Allah paak dua kabul karte hai na, ajeeb tarike se kabul karte. Ajeeb dua kabul karte. You know, there was a biker who had an accident riding his bicycle. And he was really injured towards the leg side, body everywhere. So he was taken to the hospital. The doctors had taken his scan. And they found that towards the leg side, he had a cancerous tumor. So the doctor said to him, if you did not have this accident, you could have died from this cancerous tumor. But look how Allah works. How does Allah work? Allah ne usko bicycle se giraya, gir gaya. Bahana bana scan ke liye. And they found that this is what is happening. So my respected brothers, sometimes if things happen to us, don't think that why did this happen to me? Bhai, bahut mumkin hai ke there is khair in this. Bahut mumkin hai there is what khair in this. So subhanallah, what was I saying? Why did I say this? House. Jazakallah. So this house, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Munawwara, everyone wanted him to stay at their house. Everyone. Ya Rasulullah, stay at our house, stay at our house. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not decide because then they will become naraz. So he said, look, how can I stay at everybody's house? What I will do? This is my camel qaswa. This is my camel qaswa. I am going to allow the camel to walk around in Medina, and where my qaswa stops, that is going to be my house. So qaswa started to walk, 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 everywhere, everywhere it went, everywhere it went, and it stopped at one Ansari's house. Abu Ayyub Ansari. Abu Ayyub Ansari is from the children of that alim who settled in Medina Munawwara, who came from Yemen with the king of Tubba. And that house was originally the house of Rasulullah, in which he stayed. But Hazrat Abu Ayyub was staying. But that house actually belongs to who? It was gifted. It is written in the seerah books. Subhanallah. So this man, the king, accepted Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and read the kalima before Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. Number two, the scholars have mentioned Habib-e-Najjar. This man in Surah Yasin. So every time you read Surah Yasin, memorize it. And when you come to this ayat, وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى. A man came from, you know, the furthest point of the city. يَسْعَى in a rush. And he said, قَالَ يَا قَوْمُ O my people. Who is this man? Habib-e-Najjar. Habib-e-Najjar is also a man. The latter part of his life, he started to study the scriptures. And when he started studying the scriptures, he knew that the last Nabi is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he became a Muslim, of course, not just for those messengers, but he believed also in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, I bring Iman upon the Khatamun Nabiyin that is going to come. So these are two people. And then number three, is Waraqa bin Nawfal. Waraqa bin Nawfal. The one who had mastered the scriptures also. Bibi Khadija speaking to him. Waraqa bin Nawfal also said that if I am alive to see him, I will be assisting him. I will be with him. I will do this with him. Three people, and this has not been the case for any Nabi, that have accepted Iman before the coming of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And such is the honor of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there is one Nabi whose tamanna was to be the ummati and to follow Rasulullah. And that is Isa alayhi salam. Look how important it is to follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That one of the greatest Nabi of Banu Israel is going to come down to show all the people of the world the meaning of ittiba of Rasulullah. Ittiba of Rasulullah. And he will follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much that he will marry a woman from Medina Munawwara. Hazrat Isa will get married to a woman from Medina Munawwara. That is the love that he has for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, my respected brothers, For 70 years, this man was worshipping idols. The three messengers came, and the first person to accept Islam was Habib-e Najjar. And the messengers told him that this is what you do. And then he said to the messengers that I promise you, he's a carpenter, half of what I earn will be going in the path of Allah. Kya tha? Half of what I earn will be going in the path of Allah. Then what had happened, when people knew that this man is not of the mushrik religion and he follows the messengers, news got to him that Habib, you know, difficulty is with the messengers. The messenger are inviting the people to become Muslims. They are threatening the Anbiya, the messengers, the Rasul that have come. And they might even want to kill them, murder them. And when he heard this, immediately in a rush, the Quran says, Yasa. He stopped everything and he ran and he wanted to go back to this crowd and he wanted to go and join Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, the messengers that were there. So inshallah ta'ala, here we stop, my respected brothers. And inshallah we will continue from verse number 21 of Yasin Sharif, which is the beginning of the para. Tomorrow inshallah ta'ala, the 23rd para. So inshallah, if brothers can also follow and also memorize Surah Yasin. This was the tamanna of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At least in our lifetime, to memorize Yasin Sharif and to memorize the 99 names of Allah Pak. You know, people say, when will Allah accept my dua and how will Allah accept my dua? When you have memorized all the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when you read the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is Ismi Azam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your dua. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.